Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of NEAR. This is a way for you to support the great work of NEAR Media Co-op, which we here at NEAR think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. Go on. Let's be friends.
And on the line now I have Kevin O'Hagan, and he's a cancer prevention manager. Good morning to you, Kevin. How are you?
Good morning.
Okay, now we're going to talk about what you're doing today and tomorrow. But before that, can I ask you about the stats? It's estimated over 2,500 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. Are the numbers going down because of less people smoking?
No, unfortunately, it's the opposite, actually. Of course, as you said, lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in Ireland, with 2,500 people diagnosed every year. And unfortunately, it's projected that that figure will almost double over the next 30 years. While it's true there are probably less people smoking, but the rate of cases of lung cancer is closely associated with smoking rates. But unfortunately, back in the 70s and 80s, smoking rates were quite high. So we're now seeing the impact of that in the rates of lung cancer today. Like, so unfortunately, the lung cancer rates are increasing.
Wow. So it's probably because the type of thing you're doing today, people coming forward more or less, not waiting as long or whatever, living longer as well, I suppose.
Yeah, well, we have an older population now as well, of course, and maybe people are certain there's more people being detected with lung cancer, because the average age for a lung cancer diagnosis is probably late 60s, early 70s. Of course, we're seeing more and more young people get lung cancer, but the average age tends to be the late 60s. And we have a large population at that age bracket at the moment.
Okay. Well, as I say, I know what you're doing today. Is there anything else besides smoking that people should watch out for?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously smoking is the big one, and it's related to about almost 90% of lung cancers. But secondhand smoking, if you're living with someone who's a smoker, but again, there's quite a number of lung cancers linked to radon in your home. And you can go onto the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, website and check out the radon levels in your area. And then, of course, if you've been working in industries where you're exposed to asbestos, arsenic, or kind of diesel exhaust, that's a major risk factor as well. If there's a history of tuberculosis maybe in the family, mm-hmm. Or you've had family history of lung cancer, that certainly is important as well, you know. So these risk factors are really what we're trying to remind people of today as we launch our lung cancer awareness campaign, and really raise awareness of the signs and symptoms of lung cancer, because very often these symptoms are underestimated. You know, people go around living with a wheezy cough or whatnot for a number of weeks and don't get it checked out. So we're really encouraging people to be mindful of the signs and symptoms of difficulty breathing, wheezing, coughing, maybe in long term, especially if you cough up blood in any way, mm-hmm. or pain in your chest. That's really important that you get that checked out.
Yeah, I suppose this time of year, it's people have flu and that, and they might have a cough. And if they're young, especially, like, it's all ignored. Well, it's a bit of the flu, and that's about it, and that sort of thing.
Is that your lungs are a really important part of your anatomy, so you need to be minding them. And again, getting treatment if you have difficulties like that are really important. Today here at the Blanchardstown Shopping Centre, we have an inflatable, quite a giant lung on display, where people can actually look at how the lung works, mm-hmm. How it's structured, and how you can keep your lungs healthy. And we also try and explain to people how you can damage your lung and how certain lung cancers and lung tumours and conditions can develop. That's here today at the Blanchardstown Shopping Centre, and tomorrow in the Ashley Shopping Centre in Crumlin. So that's what our campaign is about.
Okay. And what time, Kevin, you're there today, till what time, and what time
we'll
start?
We'll be here all day. We have it all set up here. We'll be here all day till about 5 o'clock, and again in Crumlin tomorrow from 10 to 5. And it's also just a reminder there of people, if you're worried about lung cancer, to call our cancer nurse line, where we have cancer nurses on. You can take your call on a free phone number. That's 1-800-200-700. That's 1-800-200-700. Talk to our cancer nurses at the Irish Cancer Society.
1-800-200-700. You mentioned there, or it's in it there, a checker. You can get a printable summary, yeah, which can be taken to the GP. Is that you bring it if there's something in it in the summary, or just, you know,
kind of? What we've developed on our website is a little short quiz. You know, it asks a number of questions about your lung health and maybe various conditions that you might have, whether you've been a smoker in the past or whatever, and it talks you through your risk of lung cancer perhaps and some lung health issues. So it's a very short little quiz. You can do it on our website at www.cancer.ie/lung, and then you can print out the results and bring that along to your doctor. It just helps with the conversation with your doctor. So it's a very short little quiz that you can do on our website.
Okay, just before I let you go, does lung cancer, like other cancers, I suppose, but lung cancer in particular, does it discriminate between male and female, or is it just a smoker?
No, it's not actually, and unfortunately, we're seeing in recent times a significant increase in female cancers. That's a very sharp increase. There's slightly more men at the moment, but we're seeing the increase in women. So, as I said, it's the leading cause of cancer death. While perhaps more women we're now seeing more women actually getting lung cancer than breast cancer. Lung cancer has actually overtaken breast cancer, mm-hmm. and unfortunately, survival rates are difficult because people are getting diagnosed at a late stage. So really what we're trying to do is raise awareness of the signs and symptoms and the importance of lung health as well.
Okay, and you're there in Blanchardstown today until 5 o'clock and then tomorrow in the Ashleaf Shopping Centre in Crumlin from 10 until 5. Thank you very much, Kevin, for talking to us. I'll give you all the details. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And that's Kevin Hagan, the Cancer Prevention Manager. And as I said, they're at the moment in Blanchardstown, if you happen to be out that way, there until 5 o'clock. And tomorrow in the Ashleaf Shopping Centre in Crumlin from 10 until 5. And that number again is 1800 200 700.